And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Near Death Experience. And thank you to the beautiful elders of the Wurundjeri country for having us today on their land. Now, today, we have a very handsome and a very strong competitor. He is Anth Carver.
Carver.
I'll give you one warning. That's all right.
Carver.
That's okay. Yes, Carver.
Sorry.
All good.
Sorry, Brie. How are you today?
I'm good. Very good.
Thank you for coming. We also have, we have Mayhem, bring your child to work. Mayhem, good morning. And we've also got the sadistic spirit, Jahari.
Jahari's here.
It's cold. His nipples
are
showing. Now, shit. Mr. Anth.
You're causing any trouble here. Oh my gosh. Oh, what do we have here? Please tell me, I'm intrigued.
I'm gonna talk to your spirits.
Okay.
We're gonna have a conversation with your spirits. Right. And they're gonna tell me how many times you've shit your pants and like how many times you've picked your nose and eaten it.
Okay.
And all your little embarrassing things.
Jesus, okay.
Yeah, no, not really. They're gonna tell me some cool things about you. But let me know when to stop.
Oh, okay. This is some kind of trick.
Yeah.
Stop. No, not that one. No, this. No, I'm joking. That
Which
one?
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Ooh. You're a trick, bro. Every time, this always comes up with wrestlers.
Is it the mountain?
No, it's the Goanna card. It's so my totem from my tribe is Goanna, where the Goanna people. I have a tattoo on my arm. But what's cool about it is there's two. So obviously it's me and you. We're having a conversation. Mm. We're around some pretty passionate people. There's some passionate colours on this card.
Wow.
I feel like you're a fiery person. Oh, you're going to go
say
see
so.
My...
Oh
also,
my gosh. Hello.
What have you named him today?
What have I named him? It's a him?
It's whatever you
I
want.
I guess it's a him now. Well, it's fucking, what is it, a duck? Is it a duck?
It's whatever.
It's a fucking duck. It's banana duck.
Yes.
Billy the banana duck.
Billy the banana duck.
There you
All
go.
All right, we need Several flashing lead. Lights for Billy banana duck. Yeah, cool.
Very cool.
Do you reckon he has tits?
How can he have? Well, I don't know. That's such weird.
Under the peel, he might have little.
Yeah, but he can't have tits. That's illegal. Like.
Do you reckon he has mommy milkers?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You're wrong.
All right, back to the card. So the cool thing about this card is self-preservation. So. A lot with wrestlers, we kill our bodies, we kill our minds, mm-hmm. we kill our mm-hmm. emotions, just for wrestling, right? But
sure.
also with you, which is interesting, is you're not just a wrestler.
That's true. Yes, yes.
You're very powerful and you're very strong, and everything you do, you seem to use your body.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
So I feel like the spirits are telling me to tell you. That you need to preserve your body because you're young.
Sound like my mother. Jesus Christ.
I'm everybody's mother.
Oh
I'm the
Lord.
Fairy bong mother of the pro wrestling
so.
Scene in Australia.
Wow. What is happening right now? Did you talk to my mum before this?
No.
Oh my God.
No. Maybe it's I'm not sure. Maybe it's a female spirit talking to me because it's a very feminine energy, but it's a good energy. It's a nice energy.
Okay.
But yeah, it's telling you to preserve your body. So what would you need to preserve it for?
Well, I guess...
What do you do?
What do I do? Wrestle, I guess.
What else do I do?
I do a lot of things. I am a very multi-talented athlete, I guess. I'm a bodybuilder as well as a powerlifter. So I guess that's what you're maybe referring to with this fucking trickery over here.
Most definitely.
I've been putting my body through the ringer, which I have been
yes.
the last few months and a few years, I guess, with everything going on. I just did a powerlifting competition, actually, recently.
How did you go?
Very good, actually. I succeeded where I thought I would do. And, I came first, actually, as well. Which is cool.
Bro, you're a wiener. Congratulations,
no.
man.
Thank you very much.
No, that's cool as fuck, man.
That.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was good. I've been training for it since the start of the year. So, and I competed, about a month ago.
Whoa, so that much prep. What is the prep that goes into it? Because I'm actually really interested to learn about it.
Okay, so Powerlifting, I've always wanted to do for quite a while now, like since 2020. Like when COVID happened, obviously everything was shut and, you know, there was nothing to do. And I had a moment, so I wrote down a list of things I wanted to achieve in my life, and powerlifting was one of them. And then the start of the year, I felt the time was right, so I invested in proper coach and everything and whatnot. And then I've been training for that, yeah, since the start of the year. I was training four times a week. Four times a week.
Is that like very, just lifting?
Yeah, lifting. Obviously squat, bench press, deadlift, and then everything else, recovery, nutrition was on point and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the technique right, and then yeah. And it paid off because I won, but
this
is what it is.
So
I'm going to retire on top. So that's it for
powerlifting. Yeah, so you're just going to do one?
One and done.
Okay, well, you're preserving your body there. So that's
there
actually a good thing.
It makes sense.
That's a good thing because I, just by listening to you talk about that, I feel in my own body so much like pain. Like, I feel
it's
like
true.
It would have been
painful.
Extremely painful.
I have it in my pocket. I was carrying it around, apparently. This is the medal I got, first place.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome, bro.
Very cool.
Just put a zoom in the camera.
You can't touch it.
No. Yeah, don't
take a look at that. First place.
That's awesome.
The only gold medalist in Australian wrestling. Is that?
Bro, you're like
I'm gonna stake that claim.
Yeah, no, you run with it.
Yeah.
Take it, run with it.
Kurt Angle, who?
No one else is going through the pain that
that's
you
true.
Have to get that medal.
That's
so
true. It was
definitely.
Very painful. Like, my body was destroyed.
Yeah.
I felt like I aged like 50 years. Like, I couldn't move my back.
Yeah.
But we're all good now.
How much can you deadlift?
Well, good question.
Because I want to compare.
You want to compare?
Yep.
So I do actually have a powerlifting documentary. So I had a guy film me the whole day. So I've got the whole day on video on YouTube if you follow me.
It definitely
YouTube.
Will plug that.
Plug
yeah,
that.
Definitely.
It's 50 minutes. So sit down when you're fucking eating your breakfast, lunch or dinner and watch that video.
That's awesome.
But spoiler, I deadlifted 230 for my last attempt, which was I've never done before. But I went up fast, so I reckon I could have done more. But 230 is the number.
I have a question.
That's that. Yes.
Have you used the smelling salts?
No, I didn't use them actually.
Whoa!
No, but I used fucking a lot of caffeine.
Yeah.
Like, I was probably about to have a heart attack.
Yeah, okay.
I had like two monsters and a coffee, and fucking my coach gave me like caffeine tablets as well.
Yeah, wow.
So, like, I couldn't sleep until like Tuesday, but.
Yeah, crazy. And your adrenaline would have been crazy too.
Oh, it's through the roof. Like, you have to because the whole comp took the whole day. So, like, I was lifting from, you know, before 11, and my last lift was like 4 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
So I had to be amped up the whole day, so that's why I had so much caffeine.
That's crazy. I can deadlift 100 kilos, but that's no
like
way.
Conventional?
Yeah. Does that mean from the ground?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
from
the
ground.
With the barbell, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, very good.
Yeah,
very
strong. How much do you weigh?
How much do I weigh? Well, it's personal. No, I'm kidding. I weigh just below 90, so I competed under 90, and I'm just below 90 kilos, so yeah. Which is comfortable weight for me.
That's cool.
When I did bodybuilding, which was what I did a couple of years ago now, I had to like drop weight and I was like 78 kilos. So
whoa.
Lost a lot of weight for that. So I'm back up to what I, what I'm comfortable at now.
What's the difference between the prep for bodybuilding and powerlifting?
It's a good question.
Because I assume bodybuilding is more shred and like.
Yeah, yeah. Bodybuilding, I would say. There's more of a focus on the nutrition. So
mm-hmm.
for bodybuilding, like everything has to be dialed in as far as food. I have to be tracking everything. I have to weigh myself every morning because the scale had to be going lower and lower every week. And then I had to, I could only eat the same bloody 5-6 things every day: chicken, eggs, whatever
mm-hmm.
it was, rice, oats. Powerlifting, a bit more leeway with the nutrition, but the training that I was. Definitely harder for powerlifting because
mm-hmm.
you've got to be lifting heavy weights up until the end. That's probably the main differences, the nutrition and the training.
Is there still cardio with powerlifting?
No, I didn't do any cardio.
Okay. But there would be cardio with bodybuilding?
Yeah, with bodybuilding I did a lot of cardio.
Yeah.
So like you want to just be working out as much as you can, so I did extra cardio throughout the week. So by the end I was doing like the Stairmaster fucking 4 times a week, I think, like half an hour, like killing myself after the session, and I was gonna die. just to burn all the extra calories.
Because you used the Stairmaster for so long, if you had to rate your bum out of five worms, five being the best, what would you rate your bum?
What? First of all, why worms? Like, why were you?
Good question.
Okay, fair enough. Don't question it. Well,
definitely. Our Lord.
It's off the
Our
charts.
Our Lord, there's Billy, no, has come up Billy, with this scale. So,
Billy, was it Billy? Billy the banana
it was,
duck.
It was a Billy. I'm not going to tell you which Billy. There's multiple Billys on this set.
You didn't tell me there's more than fucking one Billy.
Shout out to Billy.
Billy, is that you?
Big shout out to Billy.
At the back there, I see you.
Yeah, it's Billy Boy.
Big crowd.
Yeah.
Big crowd. Well, Billy.
Bro, there's so many people in this room, you just can't see them because they're all dead. No, it's because they're all dead. There's actually, we have a crowd. There's about four other people here.
What was that?
Yeah.
That's a dead man. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
No, dead set.
What is this place?
I will tell you, this
I've never
is.
Never before.
This is a real thing.
Is that guy a coffin or?
No, he's in a coffin.
Oh, like, my gosh. Oh, gosh. There must be like worms and snakes in this joint.
So tell me.
But like, going back to the
Tell
question.
Me about your bum.
Okay. So what, well.
It's okay. You can speak highly of yourself. You're allowed to.
You're just gonna have to go on Reddit. I can't even.
On Reddit? Oh. Why? Are you on those grapple gays?
I have made it a few times. I've been sent a few.
Oh yeah, I know a few fellas that are on the grapple gays.
It's a bit strange.
Look.
I've sent a few screenshots of these pages.
Yeah, each to their
I don't
own.
Know which guy's putting me on there, but
no one knows.
On the screen right now.
Was it you?
Yeah. No,
yeah, put him on. Look up me on. Actually, don't look at me on Reddit. No. I did it before. It's not good to look at.
Yeah, never search your own name. Yeah, never read the comments. I never read comments. Cause
even the comments on my fucking Instagram are weird.
Yeah, but it just gets
They're
worse.
The man,
yeah.
Like,
what's the weirdest DM you've had request? God. I've had some weird ones.
I've had a lot. Top fucking five. I've been asked, obviously I've been asked, OnlyFans, stuff like that. I've been asked for feet pics. I've been asked how much to wrestle you. How much to fucking, meet you. I've been asked to, how much to do a shoot with you, stuff like that. So weird. I've been asked, can you film a video for me? I'll pay you, in your trunks, flexing. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? All these weird requests. Yes, that wasn't too weird, but that's why I'm here, but yes. There's probably more, I haven't checked them in a while. It's just keeping me out, but... Yeah, I try not to think too much of it. It's very strange, some people.
Yeah, no, I've had some odd requests too. Yeah. It's I respect it because it's like, you guys are freaks, man. And you got the balls to ask me to do some weird shit, and I don't do it ever.
We can make a lot of money, though. I've thought of,
Look, money to me isn't everything.
That's true.
I
agree.
The product I like to give, I like to be authentic and real to me, and I just don't want to, send a 30-second video of me low-blowing a guy for $200. Come on, man.
True. I agree.
Really?
I ain't going to sleep that low.
And, no, you're not going to, you can't buy my underwear after I work
I
out
too.
In it.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
It's fucking, all right? It's...
That
you don't
one
know
guy
me.
That keeps seeing me.
I could have crabs.
You ain't getting my underwear, son.
Maybe.
But you might get his. What if, actually.
Jahari's
if just,
a slut, yeah.
I could just say yes and then send you underwear.
I'll
split the profits.
You get
5%.
With socks,
yeah.
Yeah,
I've heard about that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so weird. Anyway.
Look. people are freaks, man.
They can do what they want to do.
People are freaks. And it's always the ones you least expect.
That is true. But half of them you can't see what they look like. Their profiles are just weird photos.
Yeah, or them in lucha masks, I've noticed.
Yes.
A lot of the weird wrestle freaks like to wear the lucha masks on their Instagram.
That is. Actually, yeah. I did,
the tidy whities.
Yeah, I did get sent, this one guy sent me a video. I think it was, there's two older dudes. It was him and another guy. And they were in their 40s and they were wrestling on a bed. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I saw it quickly. He's like, how much for you to join us or something like that?
Whoa.
I was like, bruh, this is too much for me. I'm gonna retire, honestly.
What is your number for you to join them?
My number?
Yeah, everyone's got a number.
Are we talking money?
Yeah. Yeah, if you actually, in a hypothetical parallel world that this isn't actually going to really happen, how much money would it be for you to get in bed with those two middle-aged sweaty men in their tidy whities and their lucha masks and to wrestle them until they're satisfied?
Oh boy. Well, we've got to define satisfied first. Jesus. What if I just put him in the fucking cover lock and that's it?
That's what they want, man. They don't want a long match. They're not lasting. They're not doing a fucking 30-minute Iron Man.
Oh boy.
They're just in and out. They want to get their spots in. It's a spot fest.
I couldn't do it.
No, you couldn't?
I couldn't do it. That's it.
Look, you're a good man.
It's getting hot in here. Goodness me.
Yeah, I have
guns. But I couldn't do it. I couldn't beat that low. I'm sorry to those guys. Keep asking, not gonna happen.
Well, all you can do is ask.
That's true.
Can we get a flex to the camera?
A flex, big flex?
Yeah,
camera section. Mm. How big are your biceps?
Next one you gotta pay. Bigger than everyone else you've had on this podcast. Not gonna drop names. Pretty big.
I think he's
you know my friend.
He's melting skin face guy.
Yeah, that fucking motherfucker.
I think he said like 58 or something.
58, I'm 59. I measure it just before coming. Just to make sure.
That's good shit.
It's true though. It's true.
I believe you.
Yeah, you must.
I believe you. Now, I did some research on you before I came.
That's not good.
Because, like, hold my rat, Johari.
If they're going to ask me, I was going to be like, oh my God, I ain't holding that.
Why, are you scared of my rat?
I don't know if I'm scared, but like, maybe I am actually.
So I did I had some investigation fairy. Yes, this is my spell book.
Oh no.
I had some investigation fairies.
Am I in trouble?
I don't know. Are you, Mr. Carver? Are you?
Carver.
Tell me.
Jahari knows.
Right. Mr. Carver, what were you doing on the 15th of October 2021?
What the fuck is going on?
Now remember, I'm a witch. You can't lie to a witch.
I don't remember.
The cards will tell me.
You're talking about fucking nearly 2 years ago.
We know what happened.
What the fuck? I don't know.
You don't know.
I gotta think.
Have a think.
2021. October. I think that was like just before I competed in bodybuilding. Yeah. Competed in November.
Were you?
Oh my God. I'm freaking out.
Mr. Ants.
I'm freaking out. What's going on?
Look, the fairies tell me that you had the spicy flu. You had COVID. According
That's
to your
right.
Instagram.
I did have COVID.
And what was
That's
that like?
Right.
Was it real?
God, I forgot about that. I put that in the past.
We didn't.
COVID.
I don't miss anything, Mr. Anth.
Shit.
So what was that
what
like?
What else do you guys know? Fucking hell. Jeez, all my darkest secrets. Nobody knows about that. But yes. How did I not remember that? That's right. I got COVID. I competed in bodybuilding in November 2021, and I got COVID, I think, like 6 weeks before, which fucked up things even more. It was lockdown. I had COVID. No gyms were open. My comp got delayed as well. And I was fucking still training when I had COVID in my fucking bedroom with like two dumbbells. But
how big were they?
Big enough to do the work. I may do. But yes, I was actually, I think I was patient zero of COVID. I had it before, it was cool. Like everybody got it.
So you were the one of the first in the country?
I'm not gonna say I was the first or one of them. No. I'm not to blame.
So you got us in lockdown.
Out of people that we know, wrestling.
Are you real?
Am I real? Do I feel real?
Are you an alien?
I could be.
Or are you a Chinese spy?
I'm not Chinese. Far from it. I don't even think I'm any kind of Asian. I'm not, actually.
What are you?
What am I? I don't know now. Now I don't know. What is my background?
What is your ethnicity?
Do you know?
Are you Italian?
I guess. Oh, you actually got it right.
Are you Calabrese?
Yes. How the fuck did you know that? Have we? don't know.
Bro, I'm from Western Sydney. I know a Calabrese when I see one.
Don't question the cult.
All right.
How did you know that?
Dead set. I could just pick it up from your accent. Yeah. I'm from the hood, but I could just pick it up from your accent. I'm actually from Sydney. I when I moved from Sydney to Melbourne, I moved to Broadie. So I just went from one hood to the other. Yeah. But I could just tell by your accent and just like your general poise.
Fair enough.
You're very Calabrese. You're a little bit classy, but also you're a little bit of a rat bag, so.
Which do you prefer, arancini or cacciofe?
Say it again, arancini or?
Arancini or cacciofe.
Arancini.
Good call.
I'll take. Any day of the week. Any day.
I have another question.
Classy, but I'm just still processing that comment you made. That was nice. I'll give you that.
Yeah. See?
Something my mother would say, once again.
Maybe
shout out to Kava's mum.
Fuck yeah, Kava's mum.
She's getting over.
Fuck yeah. Mums are great. Yeah.
She owns the Kava section.
Does she?
She's over.
That's awesome,
basically,
man.
She's a creator.
That's cool.
Like, I have two of these shirts. One that I wear and the other one she wears. That's
adorable, man. I love that. My dad's my biggest fan. He comes to all my gigs. He's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He has all my weird shirts, my trial shirts. He has all my weird shit.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah, it's good shit. Now, Mr. Anth.
Yes, Anth now. First name basis.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting to know
you. Only took what? Took 20 minutes, half an hour, I don't know.
That's all right.
We'll take it.
We've got all the time in the world, because time's not real. Do you think time is a concept?
Was that the question you're going to ask? Or
no, this is another one. I'm just detouring
now. You're detouring around?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of questions.
Yes.
A lot of tabs open.
That's my life.
You like that one back there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey!
Fuck down from the dead. Is time real? That's good. Oh, fucking hell. I never thought about that too hard. It can't be. It's not real. Oh my god, we're in agreement.
Yeah.
Time's
not real.
Yes.
Ooh, fuck yeah.
The dead even fucking agree with that. The dead people agree. It can't be fucking real. But like, it's kind of like made up, isn't it? But
how? I think it is. I think it's made up.
How does everyone have different time zones? How does it work? I don't understand. The sun and the moon?
I think it's a conspiracy. I think it's just a way to control people. I don't actually think it's a real thing. I think it's just... Because, like, we could judge time by the sun.
Mm.
That's how we should judge time by. Not by a fucking number on my wrist. We should just look at the sun and be like, cool, the sun's there. It's lunchtime.
What did I say time was the other day, Jihari?
I don't know.
Time was invented by people to combat death.
That's it.
That's fucking dark. Look at these dead people.
There's, honestly, bro, there's so many dead people that live with us. There's one in here, so our Coach Jake, he sent me a video of an orb. Do you know what an orb is?
Sorry, I just had to eat it.
No, it's okay.
Quick flex. That's the camera. It was looking at me.
I get it. As much time as Gore.
Gore? Fuck that guy.
What?
He's a pussy.
He's beautiful. He's lovely.
Have you seen him under that mask? He's fucking ugly.
No, I've never seen him under that mask.
He's fucking hideous.
No.
I accidentally just saw him once, but never again.
When he was changing his skin dressings?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ugly man.
Yeah. I heard you looked prettier before you saw him. It made you look uglier when you saw him.
Hardly true, yes. Took me a while to recover.
Yeah, so that's what you were doing October 19th, 2021.
That's how I got COVID confirmed. Maybe it was actually. What were you saying about the orb?
So do you know what an orb is?
What kind of orb?
Like, so it's a flying orb in the atmosphere.
Sky, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
so
following.
He sent me a video.
Who sent you?
Jake, our
coach. He sent me
a video of the gym off the security cameras of an orb flying around the gym, and it set the alarms off, and he thought someone was in the gym, so he got a notification on his phone saying that there was someone in there, and he looks at the camera and he sees this white thing fucking flying around and glowing and shit. And when we first moved into this building, the first thing I fucking said to them was, there's a woman that lives in here. And they were like, yeah, okay, whatever.
I'm leaving,
whatever.
Back.
No, come back, man.
I'm scared.
Bro, she's so friendly.
You fucking know her?
Yeah, yeah. I train here fucking 4 days a week. Of course I know her.
Who the fuck is she? Where is she?
She hangs up upstairs.
She's watching. Oh, she's in the crowd right now.
Yeah, yeah, she sits up there where that pole is.
Oh, she's at the top.
Yeah, she likes to sit up there. But when we train, she likes to sit up there and she watches us. She's honestly.
What is this? Billy, he just fucking moved. Yeah. My God, this place is fucking haunted.
You guys are spooked. Anyway, so when she told me, when you were, because she obviously knows who comes because we chat. She told me that when you were coming, she was actually really excited to meet you. And she told me to make you a present. So I made you this present. It's by me and her. We made you like a cute little, like, a little jar. But you just can't open the jar. So we sealed it shut for you. Just.
What the fuck?
If you open, just don't open it.
I can't open it.
Don't open it. But there's just a cute little letter in there and stuff. But. The thing that we like, it's just to help you. Like, just to grow as a person and to, like, preserve your energy. And it's just a gift to say thank you for coming because it's nice.
I don't know if I want to take it.
If you open it, you're fucked, though. So
no, you have to take it. It's got your name
on
it.
What are you fucking people?
If you don't take it, someone's going to open it and it's probably going to.
Yeah, it'll fuck you. You want to take
it. But
it
has your name on it, so it's for you. So that's.
So it's my present, but I can't open it.
No, you just look at it. You just keep it on
your.
Like,
what's in the letter?
It's just a bunch of herbs.
Can I read it from here?
No, it's folded.
Oh, what the fuck is that?
That's
is
just
that,
wax.
Is that a cookie?
No, that's wax.
Shit, it's wax.
Yeah, we wax it. It's for safety.
Safety purposes.
Yeah, okay. But there's some herbs in there. There's some dirt in there.
I guess I should say thank you. What if I break it? Technically, I'm not opening it.
I wouldn't break it.
Oh.
Well, the problem isn't letting things get in. It's letting what's in there get out.
Fuck, this guy. Who let this guy in? Fucking hell. Oh, sorry.
He's always not. Here. He's...
Oh, fuck.
He's my friend.
This is scary, but are you friends?
Yeah, he's like... He's
I
like,
thought he was like your son.
No, he's like my brother. Yeah. Oh, shit. Unfortunately. I think we're related somehow.
Are you older? 40.
1,000 years old.
Even older than I thought then.
He's ancient. But yeah, so thank you for coming.
What is this guy, man? I'm freaking out.
Why?
What the fuck?
Bro, this
guy's keeping me out. This lady's keeping me out. This peasant's keeping me out. This duck's keeping me out. You're keeping me out. That rat's keeping me out.
It's a fucking peace.
Even that dead
offering.
Person there's keeping me out.
Bro, it's a peace offering.
Hasn't stopped staring at me the whole time.
It's a peace offering to chill you out, to say thank you for coming.
All right, we're going to calm down. All right.
But, and I'll be honest, no one else has gotten a gift like that before.
Really?
Yeah. So you're
is
just
that because
special.
It was my birthday? Like the other week?
Maybe.
They didn't know that.
Maybe. No, I didn't. I did not.
Well, we must have. We got you a gift.
All right.
She must have known. She remembered.
She. Is that her name? Just
yeah.
She?
I don't know.
All right, she. Thank you, she.
Yeah. She's I'll lovely. But okay. Yeah. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome. Very nice.
Let's pull another card.
Another card.
I'll shuffle them for you again.
Oh my gosh, yes. Can you fan it out?
You can pick one if you want. You can pick them like that if you'd like. Mm. Yeah, we can do that. Let's do that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, fuck you. Pick one.
Mini, mini, mo. What should I do? Oh, for the eye. That one. This one.
This. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. Oh, this is a good card. This is very pretty. So you got the card of knowledge and it's a fig tree.
Fig tree?
Do you like figs?
I don't like figs.
You don't like figs?
Disgusting. No, who eats figs? It looks so... He knows it. I give that. It was fucking one of yous.
Disgusting.
Who's shit in the toilet?
That's a classic video.
A lot of people know that.
We'll put it out there.
Very famous video.
That's a classic.
If you don't know it, you're just a fucking idiot, honestly.
Yeah, no. It's culture at this point.
Culture. Cher Lloyd by Cher Lloyd or Rebecca G. Then. And don't forget all the trouble we got into.
Why does somebody not know how to flush a toilet after they've had a shit?
That's not me.
Well, it was fucking one of yes. Disgusting!
But the cool thing about this tree is... Obviously, trees, they're grounded, they're big, especially a fig tree, it's got a big root. I feel like you're a grounded person, you're a very level-headed person, but also you're not shy of being vulnerable to learn.
Fuck.
And I feel like you as a person thrive when you are learning. And when you are learning about something that you are passionate about. And I feel like that's why we've got all of these like rainbow colors on the card, because it's like the whole spectrum. And to me, that's like, when you are learning, you're bringing in so much different things. Like you're bringing in happiness, you're bringing in knowledge, you're bringing in, you're learning about yourself and just the thing that you want to learn about. Like that drives you.
Okay.
And I feel like you should never stop learning.
Wow. That was deep, deep, very deep. That was cool.
See you.
Round of applause. That was spot on. What the fuck's going on here?
Bro, it's not a gimmick. I'm being serious. I'm a witch. Like, it's a thing. But I'm a good witch. I'm only a good witch with good vibes.
I'm not going to be sleeping tonight, my lord.
Oh my god, this is a good thing. No, that like...
Can we have one of our dolls? We can give him one of our dolls that protect you from bad dreams.
That is true. I'm sure we do have one, yeah.
Please.
We always have one.
Okay, I'll take a doll, maybe.
Yeah, honestly. But yes, it's
true.
A good
you
card.
Should never stop... Yeah, you're right. I'm always learning. And
yeah.
That goes for everyone. You should never stop learning, whatever it is. Find a passion, keep learning, or else you're just going to get stale and numb.
Yes.
Your brain's going to...
Rot.
Yeah.
You're going to rot, like keep the figs active. That fall off the tree.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, good little... Yeah, I like that. Yeah. It's good. I don't know what's next I'm going to learn. There's a lot of things to learn in my life.
What's your favourite thing to learn about?
Well, it's a very broad question, but... Well, I do have a degree, so...
Yeah? You're educated.
Just so you know, I am actually very smart, too.
A fig.
Fuck. It's got me.
Figs are very beneficial. If you can't shit, you eat a fig and then you can shit. So it's also another metaphor in that, like, I feel like you don't take shit. You're not a person that likes to eat and digest shit. You don't like shit people around you.
Mm.
You don't like shit behavior. Mm. You don't really tolerate it.
That's true.
I feel like you have clean bowels.
Wow. I'm still on that one. Yeah, you are who you hang around with.
Yeah.
If you hang around with shit, then you are a shit person. Very true. You've got to be around positive people. Mm-hmm. I like it. That's cool.
I feel like you attract... a lot of positive people in your life.
I like to think so. Yep. It's one thing you learn later in life, isn't it? You know, you just need a small circle of positive people.
Yeah.
I'm going to have your back, be honest, and bring you up whenever you're down, basically.
Yeah, I agree. Do you feel like you have found that group of people in your life?
I think so, yeah. I think I definitely do. And it's awesome. Like, I think for everybody out there, it's better to have, a small circle, as I was saying, 2, 3, even just one person, rather than having 20, 30 people who you think you're friends, but if you think about it, they're not really going to be your friends in fucking 5, 10 years' time.
Mm-hmm.
So find your tribe, find those few people, and keep them close, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's my...
Your vibe attracts your
advice.
Tribe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Next caption. Vibe attracts your tribe. I like it.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Billy, got anything to say? Oh, sorry.
No, he speaks to me telepathically.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Listen, he'll speak to you too.
Billy! Fuck him.
What?
Fucking hell, are you serious? He can fucking talk, he didn't tell me he could talk.
Yeah, he could talk, he'd do everything, man. Yeah, he's cool as fuck, he's magic. But he botched a magic, like he botched a spell, that's why he's half banana, half duck. But
I thought he was full banana, just peeled off.
Hey.
No, he's still a duck.
Did you fucking hear that?
Yeah, man.
Or was he just speaking to me?
No, I heard that too.
I didn't hear shit.
What the hell? This guy's...
Magic.
Oh my god.
Magic.
This place.
It's awesome.
I'm mind-blowing.
I'm glad. Thank you for coming. It's
great experience.
It's wonderful to learn about you. I have.
It is.
I did some more research.
What
about
else should
you.
We learn? Oh, what else? What else do we want to know? Oh my god! Do you hear these dead people?
Yeah, they're pretty. They're loud. Once you start listening, they never shut the fuck up. No, I'm not even joking. Like sometimes, okay. This one place, it's where Sid and I first moved into. We moved into this unit. And he still hangs out there sometimes, but he's an old man and he used to live there and he used to get lost all the time looking for his wife. And I think maybe his wife is still alive, but he's obviously dead. So he hasn't, like, made that connection yet. But I would be asleep, and sometimes he would come and wake me up, and I would wake up, and he would just stand there and be like, have you seen her? And, like, he wasn't even, like, aggressive or anything like that. He was genuinely curious, like, do you know where my wife is? And I'd be like, bro, I'm trying to sleep. Like, no, I don't know where your wife is. What I think you're lost. And yeah, and I'd tell him to piss off, and I'd tell him to go sit in the kitchen or something because I'm trying to sleep. And he would. He'd fuck off and go hang out in the kitchen until I woke up. But yeah, so like, when you listen to spirit... No, when you actually listen to your intuition and you really want to open that door, you can listen to anything. You can talk to anyone. Everyone has that ability. It's just a lot of people ignore it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Are you part of the mafia?
Oh, wow. That was a dark, deep detour. I cannot disclose that information.
Good answer.
Bro.
Possibly.
I fucking knew it.
Possibly not.
I feel like, yeah. Right. I feel like maybe.
Maybe. So, back in the day.
Back in the day.
The Wog family. You never know.
You are calibrated, mm-hmm. You could be. There's a good chance. Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things.
Yeah.
The connections.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. They have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get on my bad side. That's what I was saying. One phone call to the cousins, yeah?
How many cousins do you think you have?
Fuck normal. Oh, like heaps. A lot. Like, what classifies a cousin? First, second, third? Like,
there's all so many.
Well, then it's infinite.
Basically. You have infinite? Yeah, me too. I love big families, big cultures. Yeah. Love it. Yeah. I think it's important.
Yeah, there's a lot in Italy that I don't know about.
Yeah. Are your parents, were they born in Australia or in Italy?
Yeah, my parents were born here, but all my grandparents were born in Italy.
Okay, so you couldn't get an Italian passport?
I don't think so.
No, okay. I'd
have to do some...
That's a shame. That'd be pretty cool if you could wrestle in Italy.
One day, maybe.
That would be awesome. There is a lot of wrestling in Italy.
I've heard, yes.
So
one day, yeah. It's on my bucket list. That'd be cool.
What else is on your bucket list?
Oh, wow. Lots of things. Is it general or like...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm ticking off things as we go. Bodybuilding was. Mm-hmm. That's been ticked off. Powerlifting was. Wrestling, obviously, is and was. I've ticked off a few goals for that, but there's many more stuff to achieve with wrestling. I have a few other things, like just some random things that I wrote down. Whether I do them or not, time will tell. Like boxing, we'll have a boxing fight one day. Just to test myself.
Yeah.
Honestly, just for a laugh.
Well, you like to learn under a tree.
See, I do.
You like to sit under the tree and learn. So
that might be next on my list, to be honest.
That's pretty cool.
Things to do.
Let me know if you do, because I would like to come watch.
Please do.
I think that'd be
great. See me get my face fucking punched in.
No, it's okay.
And then punch back and win.
No, you'll be
it's
right.
It's gonna happen.
Just fuck him up.
Fuck him up.
Take the jar with you. It's good luck.
Okay, I will.
It's actually good vibes. Like, it's not bad. Just don't open it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will not.
Yeah.
What else you know? What's in that fucking book?
Bro, I can't tell you.
I was just thinking that.
Oh, what?
A thumb wall. Do you have biceps in your thumbs?
Excuse me?
Do you have biceps in your thumbs?
Give a thumb flex for us.
We need to have a thumb wall.
A thumb thick flex? What the fuck is a thumb flex?
Well, you flex
your thumb. I didn't learn that. What the fuck is going on? Where did this guy come from?
This is official.
Official?
I need to move these cards.
Thumb wall.
We'll put this jar down here so it doesn't break.
Oh, this is actually happening right now?
Yeah, yeah.
I've prepared my thumb for this. I need to warm it up real quick. Which one am I using? Or is it both?
Whichever one you want to do.
Oh, is this just thumbs or?
Yeah.
Just thumbs.
Just thumbs. Thumb. You just got to put your elbow on the table.
Ref?
You pick which thumb you want to use.
Come on, ref, what's the rules here?
You need both feet planted on the floor.
Yep.
And your elbow on the table. Got to hold your opponent's thumb down for three.
What?
So you hook it in like this.
Oh my god. Oh, thumb wall.
You're fucked.
Are you ready?
Fuck.
Are you ready?
Is this for money? You want to put money on the line? Yeah. Oh my god!
Do you have any money?
It's illegal. Can't have a rat on your shoulder.
Can't have a rat on your shoulder.
What do you mean?
It's part of the rules.
Refs,
theoretically, you've got to take it.
Fine for it. I win. Disqualification.
I don't think we've had a clean thumb war yet.
Yeah.
Today could be the day.
Oh, God.
Are we ready?
All right. Yeah, I'm ready.
Let's go.
I'm gonna give up.
No, I don't give up.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Give me a thumb there. Maybe I could have won it, but I'm gonna let it play out a bit. She's cheating, what?
That's cheating.
She's launching at me like a vulture.
Down.
What is this, ref? She can't be laughing.
Right, his hands are too big. I can't.
She's allowed to laugh.
It's not illegal. Laugh.
Elbows, ref. Oh my God.
What if I tickle your thumb down here?
Not ticklish.
Ooh. That's, ah, no!
1, 2, 3. Winner.
Bro.
That's it. Biggest win. Another thing ticked off my bucket list. Winning
cheated.
A thumb war.
Ah, nearly broke.
I may have cheated. We might have to check the...
You know what? I think you cheated because it leads into my next question. Your thumb was incredibly strong. Too strong, some might say.
Too easy.
I question, have you ever done steroids?
I have not.
You've never done steroids?
No, I'm natural.
Yes. How much do you eat then?
A lot. But yes, a lot of people ask me that, which is a compliment. I think that's a compliment.
I'm glad.
Yes, that's fine. Yeah, I get asked a lot. Yeah, I'm natural. I competed naturally in bodybuilding and powerlifting as well. Yeah,
that's impressive.
Discipline and consistency is what it is. Mm-hmm. But I eat a lot of food. Mm-hmm. I'm always eating every couple of hours, all the good foods, every day, all day. I just love it. This is life. It's part of it. Yeah, I look better than half the fucking people who are on steroids. But
yeah.
Which is ridiculous, hey?
Yeah.
But you can't compare. It's a different league. Once you start taking stuff, like, for the rest of your life, it's different. You're enhanced for life. In some way. You're going to have the effects somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm natural and I will never do it.
So you'd never try it? No.
There's no need. Unless, yeah, you're like a bodybuilder and you're doing competing unnaturally.
Yeah.
No need, it's too many side effects, as I said, not worth it.
That's fair. Do you do any drugs? You're
any
straight?
Drugs? Straight.
You're straight edge? Really?
Very straight.
You don't drink?
Oh, you know, sometimes I like to party.
Do you do nose beers?
That's a trick question.
I do nose beers.
Nose beers?
Yeah,
what the fuck's a nose beer?
Cocaine.
Oh. Fuck yes. I'm kidding. You gotta bleep that out.
No. We're in the countries that it's
my
legal.
Mum will see this. No.
Sorry, Mum.
Is that? Oh, that's what we're talking about.
Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Wait, is that white stuff that people offer me when I go out?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, yeah. The really nice strangers.
Is that illegal? Oh.
No. It depends on who you ask. Nope. No.
Yeah. It feels really good though.
It does. It's
just like.
It feels great. Yeah.
Not that you'd actually know, Mama.
Not that
Kappa.
I know.
I don't really like it. I just like how it smells.
Yeah?
Mm. Yeah.
You never smelt it. I
like
no sense of smell.
I like the numb.
Numb? Yeah.
The numb, yeah.
Oh, you ate it with your tongue.
All of it.
Full bag.
No.
Full
bag.
Anyway,
God, no.
If you want the hookup, stuff.
No.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk to you after the
300 a bag. Yeah. Easy.
Well, that's
for
pretty
you.
Cheap. That's all right. Thanks.
$250 for you. What the fuck?
No. That's still cheap. That's...
True.
Not that I'd
450.
Know.
No, I'm kidding.
That's better.
Nah, don't do that. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. Well, I think, I think some people like to party sometimes. I think it's all right. I think if you do it once in a blue moon, you'll blow off some steam.
Yeah.
But, like, if that's your whole life, then you fucking...
It's pretty sad.
If you've got nothing else going on in your life, then what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, like, it's pretty sad. If
that's your whole identity.
But... For someone that is so disciplined, I do feel like you would need to have an outlet of some sort.
Absolutely. Yeah, like when I competed, I just competed like powerlifting. The last couple of months, I was really strict, obviously, with my training, nutrition, leading up to the comp. Didn't really go out and see friends, but you bet your ass, like when it was done, I went out, enjoyed my time, had some drinks, partied, and yeah, back on track. It's all about balance. And enjoying life, like you don't want to go too far deep in one direction, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's it, life advice there.
You should try putting coke in your bum.
Like fizzy Coca-Cola?
Wow.
Yeah, that fizzy white
How
stuff.
How the fuck are you going to do that?
Well, it's pretty easy. You just get a straw. And you just put...
I thought you were going to say hire a little midget to fucking shove it up there.
You want a demonstration?
Wow.
Are you offering?
You
got the fucking bag or what?
Two of them.
You got $550?
Yeah, it's going up now for you.
$850 for you.
But what the fuck? I've never heard of that. Is
really?
That a thing?
Yeah, yeah. You just get like a straw. Just like a drinking straw you get at the pub, right? And you just go to the toilet and you gotta get a friend to help you because don't drop any.
And then
you just put a little bit of the straw in your bum hole. You wet your bum hole a little bit so it doesn't like
Can you confirm or deny? You've done
this. Put it on the ground
and do you feel
actually like, I'm gonna be bowl? Honest.
No one's partaking.
I have not done it, but I've helped a friend do it.
A friend.
I've helped a friend do it. I'm that brother. I will help you anally inject your drugs. But
my lord,
I did not want to partake. I was just happy.
But you
to
did it.
Put it up my nose.
And then what? Like, do you feel it more? Or like, what's
yeah,
the point?
Yeah, like apparently you just fucking longer? Yeah. It's just a different high, I guess. A different
That's
way
crazy.
To do it. Yeah, yeah.
You don't like butt stuff?
No.
Really? You don't
no.
Get
what
into
the
butt
fuck,
stuff? Bro? You don't get pregnant. It's like fucking nature's contraceptive.
Anyway.
You know.
I don't do any stuff.
You don't do any stuff.
I am straight.
Wow. But you could do butt stuff with a girl. No.
Not till marriage.
Not till marriage.
Anal's for marriage. That's
not
nice.
Not a ring for marriage.
Exactly. Exactly.
I get it.
You know?
You're romantic.
Yeah, what is this?
That's not, I'm just, yeah. It's a common question on the podcast.
Yes.
It is, actually.
I did, yeah.
We do talk about butt stuff a bit on the podcast.
I did my research, yeah.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to ask that. But no butt stuff.
No.
I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, that actually was my next question. I was actually going to ask him, how dehydrated are you today? Because I want to know what color your wee was.
It was yellowish.
Oh, have you been
a little
drinking?
Bit of yellow?
Have you been drinking?
It's because I just had this Monster and I'm buzzing. Let's finish it now.
Oh, pink.
And this one might get more yellow. It's because you know. Gotta bring the energy. But yeah, it's always, you know, whitish yellow.
That's somewhat
not too
hydrated.
Yellow.
Not too yellow. Would you ever drink it?
Fuck. Well, if I have to. I mean, if you're about to die.
Yeah.
Like in the fucking trapped in the wild, you got no food. You have to drink your own piss. You have no choice, right? Because you can't survive.
Yeah.
Isn't there research,
yeah,
studies?
Yeah.
Peer-reviewed studies into that?
Dodgeball.
Yeah. Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Correct. You last, you know, a few hours longer.
Yeah, I would drink it if I was lost.
A few nutrients. Plus, my piss would be full of protein.
I don't know if that's...
Extra. I should just, you know what? I should sell that to the guys on Instagram.
Oh.
That's genius.
Kevin's piss.
It's full of proteins. Pre-workout.
Pre-workout and post, all in one.
Wow.
Good for people that ask if you're natural too, you could send them.
Sell it for merchants.
Yeah, when you did your comps, did they have to test it?
I didn't get tested. It's random. So,
oh, okay.
But yeah, because there's so many people, like when I did bodybuilding, like there's like tons of people the whole day. And like you can tell, like there's so many judges. Like you can tell, obviously, people are posing for minutes and hours up there.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell, you know, the side effects if somebody's...
on the gear.
I'm not sure. And if they look way better than everyone else, then you're going to get tested. So that's how it works.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
It is.
Do you reckon the pee judges are a little bit racist?
Which judges?
Like the wee judges.
Racist?
Yeah.
Why were they racist?
I don't know. I always get fucking checked for shit and I just blame it on them being racist.
Well, when do you get checked?
I always get checked. All the time.
What comp?
By cops, always at the fucking plane station.
Oh, I do too.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're talking about... Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's because Ant is black.
Oh. Whoa.
It's because
he's
color
exactly
crazy.
You look exactly like the baby, actually.
He's got the darkest tan on this episode.
Yeah.
Let's get the baby
it's
up
tan for. This is natural tan, baby.
It's winter time. I don't have my tan at the moment.
Ooh. I don't tan. This is all natural. But yeah, I always get checked too. I go through security, like, on my own. And this guy stops me. Brother, let me check you. I look like I'm fucking would have fucking bring some bombs or something?
Maybe. Maybe he just wanted to touch you up. Do you ever think about that? Maybe they just look at you and they go, fuck, I really want to touch that guy.
Actually, last time when I went fucking interstate for wrestling, I got beeped and then the thing was flashing right there. I swear to God, but there was nothing there.
I've had that before.
Well, and then he was like,
I had something there.
Yeah. I had nothing there. And then the guy was like, oh, I'm going to have to check you. Is that all right? I'm like, oh, fuck, all right. And then he pulled me up. He touched my fucking cock.
Did he?
Pretty much did a little grab. I'm like, brother.
Shaft.
I should have sued that cunt. Nothing fucking there, bro. I don't know what was beeping.
Okay, did he give you a warning or were you just completely soft?
Well, I'm always soft. Yes.
That's good.
What do I need to be hard for? Special occasions.
Special occasions.
Yes.
Only at Christmas.
Butt stuff.
Butt stuff.
Mm.
Would you do butt stuff with, like...
Like the hottest girl in the world? Is that what you're going to say?
No, I was going to say Jesus Christ.
Oh,
but
my God.
I was just thinking of someone famous.
He seems like a booty guy.
I feel like Jesus would fucking pack. I feel like he does a lot of walking in them sandals. I feel like he'd have a tight bum. I like Jesus. He's pretty cool.
You'll eat him?
No, I said I like him. He's pretty cool.
Alive.
What? I wasn't going to eat him.
Let's go.
I can't eat him.
Wait a minute. You would do butt stuff with Jesus?
No.
Jesus Christ himself?
Look, it'd be a good story. It'd be a hell of a story.
That would be a good story.
Right? All right. And I can't get pregnant because it's in my bum, so.
I think I'll say you can't get pregnant because it's Jesus.
I mean, I think that's actually how Jesus was born. That's conception.
How was he fucking born?
Probably butt stuff.
He was born in the stables.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about the first ever person on the earth?
I was a monkey.
I feel like...
I was there. So was Sid.
What the fuck's going on here?
I came a bit later, but I'm a bit late to the party. But no, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like we were like little lizards at one point.
Lizards?
Yeah, yeah, we come out of the water and then we just evolved. We were like little axolotl things and then we just evolved and then we became those lizard things and then we became like into like little like possum things, like little rodents. And then we went from like rodents into like monkeys. And then we were like monkeys and then we were the Homo sapiens.
All the animals.
Well, yeah, we are animals. And then we were the Homo sapiens or whatever. What was the ones before us?
Gorillas.
No, not the gorillas. There was...
No.
What's wrong with that?
Sid, what's the historian people?
Sid, is that Sid back there? I thought it was a dead person. The hell?
The fairy.
About to beat you up soon, by the way.
If time isn't real, then aren't we all just dead?
Internet fairy. What were the humans called before humans species? They had a fancy name. They had the big foreheads.
Check Futurama. They'll tell you.
Big forehead.
Shut the fuck up. We were talking about Neanderthals. And then we was the Neanderthal people.
He knows.
Yes.
He was there.
I should have asked you.
So what came first? The gorillas or the humans?
Gorillas.
I don't think that's correct.
What?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Do you like milk?
I love milk.
You love milk? Do you like full cream milk?
You're a fan of chalky milk?
Or you like skim milk because you work out?
All the milks.
Breast milk?
Lots of breast milk.
You got any?
We can try.
I'm out.
Would you suck his nipples to see if we could get some breast milk?
Well, god damn. That's tits can be on a man. I didn't realise. Do I have to do it?
You don't have to pay me. You don't have to do shit.
Save for later. Alright?
That's then, true. We don't want to share this.
I'll do it if you give me, you know what, those, you know? Yeah.
That 850's gone.
Yeah?
Easy.
Deal? You got a deal? Alright. Fair trade. Let's go. But I do like milk. Milk in the coffee, a little bit of milk, a little bit of the cereal, a little bit of the oats, you know? Sometimes, a bit thirsty. Glass of milk.
You're that psychopath that drinks a glass of milk.
I don't see a problem with that. Sometimes you...
Does that quench your thirst?
No.
No, it just makes your belly full.
Yeah. Do you shit like a rocket after?
A rocket?
Like you just...
Yes, definitely. I take big shits.
What's the biggest shit you've taken?
Long, big.
Man, I took a shit today, and the public toilet didn't have a fucking toilet seat.
You had to hover.
Jesus Christ. Holding a squat.
Yeah, deep squat.
Well, at least I had toilet paper. But I'm talking like, I'm sitting there, I'm on my laptop watching a movie.
And like,
I'm there. And then I'm just like, oh fuck, I'm still on the toilet. And I keep going.
Why?
What's your go-to shit movie?
What takes you that long?
I just, you know, eat a lot. Protein.
Do you only do one poo a day? Because that'd be fucking
That's why. I save it up just so I can sit once. So I have to sit multiple times.
Yeah,
like
I respect
some stupid
that.
People. One shit.
Yeah,
one shit cover, that's what they call me.
One shit cover.
Fuck yeah. What's your favourite sort of poo? Like, do you like the ones where, like, when you wipe, it's, like, nothing?
You want
like a ghost poo?
Nah.
Or do you like a texture?
Nah,
like
not a ghost. You don't want a ghost poo.
No.
It's freaky.
Yeah.
No point intended. Because, like, you're doing it like, oh, did that actually just happen?
No.
There's nothing there. What the fuck is this?
Where'd it go?
Where'd it go? Nah, you're somewhere in between, you know? Not too crazy, but not too ghosty. That, you know,
that's fair. Right. In between a ghost and a texter.
Yes.
Right.
Mm.
Precisely. Good poo.
Good poo?
That means you're eating good foods.
Yes.
In between, in the middle.
What's your favourite food?
Oh, chicken. I love chicken.
You love chicken? Mm-hmm.
Chicken's like my family.
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets?
Yeah.
Oh my God. No,
so
I eat chicken every day. Chicken.
Yeah.
That's it.
What's your favourite way to eat chicken?
Fried chicken.
Just cook it. Just cook it. Get some chicken breast. Chuck it on the pan. Fucking oil, a bit of fucking herbs and spices, a bit of lemon. Bit of salt. And there you go. I have chicken like every night for dinner. Chicken and veggies and rice or whatever. And like people say, what the fuck, man? Don't you get sick of that shit? I'm like, no. I fucking love it. I look forward to it every night.
Yeah. I have the same thing every day for lunch.
I think it's good. Your body likes to have the same thing every day.
It does.
It likes formula.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's good for my muscles too.
It is.
It's good consistency. You want to be
good
consistent.
For the gains. Let's go.
You ever, when sometimes before I eat something, like the other day, I had a cheeky Snickers bar. And I had it in my hands and I prayed with it. And I was like, I'm manifesting this, all of these calories to go to my booty. So sometimes I like to manifest things before I eat it to hopefully it goes there.
I can't say I've done that before, but I probably should so I can grow my fucking calves a bit more.
You don't have calves? Where did they go?
Apparently not, according to some people in my comment sections. I'm not going to drop names once again.
This is why you don't read the comments.
I've got beef. Beef with these people. No calves cover, huh? Who the fuck said that, huh? Who said that back there?
Who was it? Was it Melty Skin Face?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dog. But no, I've never prayed. Prayed to my food. That's something.
It's just, it's like manifesting.
I love food. I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Like, I eat like dinner and I like savor it. I like.
Would you?
I'm having a good time.
Would you ever come on a piece of food and then eat it?
Basically, I did already.
You have? What was it? What did you come on and eat?
Chicken, of course.
A chicken. Ah,
like
the
actual,
herbs and spices.
The actual chicken I came on.
Oh.
So before it died?
Yes, and then I cooked it.
Did you come inside the chicken or did you just come on its face?
A bit of both.
Right. That's the way to go.
Extra protein, as I said.
Protein.
Apparently there's protein in sperm. I don't know if I want to believe
Confirms,
that.
Yeah.
It is it?
Yeah, the study was done on mine.
Yeah, cool.
It was. Look into the fine prints. Anthocavus sperm was used.
Do you reckon your sperm was used to impregnate a horse to work out the depth of a horse's vagina?
Whoa, that's a loaded question. What the fuck, man? One more time.
Do you think your sperm was used in science to determine the depth of a horse's vagina?
What?
Because you're a stallion.
Fat cop Cava, they call you.
What the fuck? Just happened. I'm melting away.
All right, my last
question. I am gobsmacked.
All right.
I can't even comment right now.
All right, my last question.
That was so good. I'm going to save that one.
I'm just...
Mind just blown.
Alright. I'm just good at this.
I am called the Italian.
Well?
Cavallo is horse in Italian. So.
Oh, mm. See? It all adds up. It all adds up. You like horses' vaginas. It makes sense. So my last question before you fight Sid.
Oh, fuck. I still got to fight.
Yeah. You got to fight, man. You got to fight hard. What happens, when you die, what do you think happens?
Whoa. Like me specifically or just
Your general? Perspective of it, like your opinion. What do you think happens? Because everyone, every time
when I die,
ask, or just when you die or whenever anyone dies.
Fuck, when I die, I'm going straight to the fucking heavens of Gaines.
Yeah.
with all the big boys.
Right up there with Ziz.
Yeah. Big pump and I with Ziz, training with him. Woo, let's go. But, fucking hell, what happens when you die? This is a fucking question you should fucking know.
Well, I do, but I like to ask other people's opinions.
You're asking me first.
Ask everyone.
Well, fucking, what are you doing, Billy?
Dying.
Oh my God. Billy, just shush for a minute. When you die, I think, honestly, it's hard. I think if you're a good man or a good woman, you go into a good place, you know what I'm saying? You go into a good place, you're gonna have a good time, you're gonna party with all the dead people. If you're a freaking terrible person, you're going down to the depths of hell, and you're gonna rot there and live a shit the rest of your fucking eternity. I think that's what's going on. That's all I've got to say.
No, that's fair. That's a fair opinion. And now you're about to fight Sid Parker and have your own near-death experience.
Oh, fuck!
So after that, you can come back again, because you were awesome. Thank you for coming.
I'm gonna get this watch off.
Tell me what it was like.
What?
When you die and come back.
How am I going to tell you if I'm dead?
Well, you'll come back. I'll bring you back.
It's impossible.
No, it's not.
What the fuck is that shit?
You'll see.
I'm freaking out.
Let's do it.
So I'm going to wrestle right now.
But you ready?
This is unfair. He's been warming up this whole time. That's it.
You just got to be ready all the time. That's
good thing I got my trunks on underneath.
What a good coincidence.
Very good coincidence. Well, it's not really. My trunks are always underneath.
Just in case.
Always ready and cover. Yes. Fuck, it's so cold though. My God, I'm shivering.
I believe in you, Ant.
Check out these dunks. So just should put knee pads on or what?
Yep.
Nah.
Gotta get ready.
Shoes.
Gotta wear protection.
Strange, eh?
What?
That is
put your damn shoes on, you hippie! What's going on? Guys, we can't show you. That's free content for feet. Like, we're gonna have to charge.
Yeah, can't show you my feet.
Yeah.
You're paid for that.
Find Ant Cover on Feet Finder.
Look me up. Feet Finder, is that actually a thing?
Yeah, it's an app where you can sell, pictures of your feet.
Chicken on that.
And socks.
Ooh, here we go.
You're wearing red.
Red's my color. Maybe.
Red, like the Goannas.
Oh my God. The Goannas, it's all connected.
Red and white. It is always connected. Like, that's the thing about it. People just don't believe me. They think I'm dumb, but I'm...
Honestly.
I'm not dumb.
Oh, here we go. I'm gonna take my time now. What the fuck? This guy been there the whole time?
Yeah, he's ready. He's waiting.
Sonic.
He's hungry, too.
What about Sonic?
Sonic? Oh, yeah,
he's our other guest. I'm more of a Mario fan myself.
Yeah, me too, but he was a gift.
Yes.
From
Phil, that fucking dog. Fun time, Phil, my ass.
He's fun.
No.
He's nice.
He's nice.
He's a shithead.
Grumpy old man.
A little bit.
It's a little.
You should check out his hairline.
Yeah.
It's bad.
He's gonna make a squat for that.
Woo! My God.
One shoe is on.
I'm nervous. I'm not going to do this.
No, you got it.
Don't show your nerves.
I was nervous because I'm stressed out about all those questions, bro. My God. You got me. You got me with these questions about this horse and shit. God damn.
But This is how I actually have
the mafia might be onto me.
What were you doing August 2003?
How do you know about that?
I won't tell them. You can if you want, but...
Don't fucking say anything. You know about that date? How the fuck does he know?
I was there.
Let's go, man. Let's put these shoes
on. I was five! How dare you? Hush. Alright. They're coming on.
Said I wouldn't tell.
Oh, you know what? This isn't fair. I wrestled last night. I'm not fresh.
You are fresh.
I'm not fresh.
You got your re-rust. You're fresh.
Fresh as a daisy. What the fuck? What's with the smokes?
What do you mean? There's no smoke.
Where's all the dead people going?
Oh no, they're still here. We just turned the lights on.
I'm sorry, I disappeared.
Yeah. It's too bright.
That's some bullshit.
No, that's real.
You'll see some of them around there.
Yeah, there's a couple there waiting.
So they don't like lights.
One has a sign for you. Could be the lady that's upstairs.
Fucking lady. This one's for that lady up there. Where is she?
She's up there.
In the room.
Alright, bro, you ready to have a near death experience?
Shit.
Thanks for coming, man.
I guess so. Fuck it out! What the fuck? I just got all this shit! What's going on here? Nah. I'm going home! Get me that bag! Get me that bag now! He's more hyped up than me. He's been waiting. Go.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on. Ah! That is one big pile of shit.